Well, we have half the population, almost 8 million people, on the brink of starvation. It has not been like this for a long, long time in Zimbabwe. The World Food Program is seeking to support more than 4 million of those severely hungry Zimbabweans.
You are just calling it an emergency. It's not a famine. It's not a starvation.
It's not a famine, at least not yet, on the so-called IPC scale. And the IPC is a measure of food insecurity. On that scale, crisis and emergency are categories 3 and 4. Category 5 is famine. As I say, we are not there yet, but we have plenty of work to do to ensure that those who are in crisis and emergency do not fall over into phase 5 famine.
And you said you are targeting about 4 million. How about the rest?
Well, we are targeting the most vulnerable of the vulnerable, the hungriest of the hungry. So crisis and emergency. There are other players in Zimbabwe who are also helping to feed people.
In terms of the money that you need to complete your mission, how much do you have now and how much is needed? What is the shortfall?
So to be able to support all the people we want to support, we need to support between now and the end of June, we require an additional $200 million. As I mentioned, our intention is to support 4.1 million people this month, in February, in March and April. And then in May and June, after the harvest has come in, we will be supporting 1.5 million people. But because it is difficult, again, for drought and flooding reasons elsewhere in the region, elsewhere on the continent, it has been difficult for us to procure food for our Zimbabwe operation elsewhere in the region or on the continent. We are having to procure much further afield in Asia, in Latin America, in Europe, for example. So, of course, that adds a significant additional logistical challenge to the emergency operation. It therefore takes weeks, if not months, once a financial pledge is made, for that pledge to be converted into food on the ground.
And lastly, would you characterize this as the worst drought in Zimbabwe, if we may put it that way?
Well, certainly it is the most significant and urgent food crisis in southern Africa at the moment. As you know, drought has become a perennial problem in the region and in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe, like the rest of the region, has had just one normal rainy season in the last 5 years. The weather forecasters tell us that between now and the next harvest in April, May, it is going to continue to be exceptionally hot, exceptionally dry. So the prospects are for yet another poor harvest in 2020.